You're very welcome back to the programme. Our good friends at Irish Water say they will remove lead from the public system leading into any house where work has been done to eliminate it internally. Irish Water says it estimates around 200,000 domestic properties in the country have lead, and homeowners in Dublin have become the first to get letters from Irish Water warning them that their supply may be contaminated with unsafe levels. In a moment, we'll speak to Professor John Soddo, who's Professor of Physical Chemistry at University College Cork. He's been writing an awful lot about lead, and in particular lead in our pipes. But I want to go to Colm Griffin of Purchase.ie, who we've had on the show a number of times in the past. Morning to you, Colm. How are you?
Hi, sir. Good morning. How are things?
I'm very well, Colm. We've talked to you about water-saving methods in the past. Any way of getting rid of lead from our pipes?
Well, the only way to get rid of lead from the pipes, I suppose, is to replace the pipes, unfortunately, you know. The good news for people that own homes that were built after the 1970s is that it's highly unlikely that you have lead pipes at all anyway. But anything pre 1980, there is a good chance that there's lead pipes on your property. Now, I suppose the key thing really is that anything leading up to the boundaries of your property is the responsibility of Irish Water. It's only on the property itself where it becomes your responsibility. It's a bit crazy, really. We've obviously known that there's a problem with lead pipes since the 1970s when it became, it became illegal to have lead pipes for water, you know. The kinds of problems it caused that you'd probably talk about later, but in adults it can lead to high blood pressure and kidney problems, but more importantly with children it can lead to delays in physical and mental development, you know. It is a big issue. You would wonder, I suppose, when the level of scale builds up on pipes, does that reduce the level of lead going through the water? It's hard to know. I'm no expert on that.
Right, yeah. And Colm, can I ask you, what do you make of the fact that Irish Water say that they'll get rid of lead from the public system going into your house if you have done the work to get rid of it internally?
Well, I think it's, to be honest, Shane, I think it's a disgrace that, we're talking about the 1970s and we're talking about like 40 years later. It's a disgrace that that has not already been done, you know, and we can't, I suppose, just blame Irish Water. We'd have to blame successive governments since the 1970s that haven't addressed that problem. It's a disgrace to think that on the main lines that there would still be lead pipes, you know. I do know that when Minister Kelly was talking about lead pipes back in June, that he said that low-income households, now there was nothing more specific on it, but low-income households would get a grant of up to €4,000 to address the problem of lead pipes and to replace them, you know. I guess, you know, I suppose if there's any good news, if you know your house was built after the 70s, it's very unlikely you've got lead pipes in your property. If I'm to put a small little plug in, Shane, for $14.95, we do sell a lead testing kit.
Okay, so.
From our website. I suppose people can, it's a little small DIY test where, right, you know, you put a drop of water in this thing and it'll tell you within 10 minutes whether or not there is lead in your pipes.
Okay, so there's the plug for your website, purchase.ie. Colm, you might stay in on the conversation if you don't mind. Bring in Professor John Soddo, who's Professor of Physical Chemistry at University College Cork. Good morning to you, Professor Soddo. How are you?
Good morning to you, Shane.
Thank you so much for joining us. And I was reading a blog that you wrote recently, Biting the Lead Bullet, on lead content and generally sort of what the element lead can do. Can I ask you, first of all, what Colm was saying there about lead pipes being used up until the 1970s? Lead piping was actually very popular for many, many years, wasn't it?
Well, yes. I mean, we used it since Roman times. It replaced clay pipes, which used to break. But I think we should go straight away to a central issue here, and that is Irish Water has done a good job here. It wouldn't have been possible with the way it was, the local authorities, incoherent. What they've done is they've mapped where the lead piping is now, and they've informed the public. And as well, and this is related to the last speaker's idea about scaling, that may happen to coat the pipes, is they're now thinking of doing something that's done in Northern Ireland, the UK and Canada, which is to add some phosphoric acid, a small amount of phosphoric acid. And what that does is it takes the lead, the soluble lead out, and deposits it on the pipes. And it's not a long-term solution. I agree entirely that over the long term, you should replace your lead pipes with UPVC, but don't panic, would be my other message.
Yeah.
If you live in Kerry, where you've got soft water, there may be issues. Dublin, Kildare, where you've got hard water, then less so.
Right.
There are chemistry reasons for that.
Okay.
Well, let's see what you want to go to next.
Yes, well, what I really want to do is actually find out why there's such a negative connotation with the word lead and lead piping. Why is lead so bad?
Right, well, it is a bit of chemistry here. There's lead problems with lead piping because it can dissolve in water. And when it does so, it's toxic to us. You may have read last week, there was a serious example of this when in Kerry there was a number of cattle that were killed.
Oh yeah, 20 cattle in a field, and
that's
I saw
right.
The locals were going out into the field combing the field, yeah.
Yes, I mean, so what had happened there is that somebody had dumped lead batteries. They contain sulfuric acid, of course, and it's the acidity, really, that leads to the lead release into solution so it can be ingested. Our water, actually, is, of course, slightly acidic because carbon dioxide in the air dissolves in it. That's how you get fizzy drinks. Now, what happens next depends on where you live, really. Down in Kerry, you have a nice soft water supply, which means that there aren't many minerals in there to compete with the lead dissolving. So it's called soft. It's good to make Tom Crean lager and ice cream. But in Kildare and Dublin, where you've got minerals, calcium and magnesium, you know that they cause the furring of the kettles, there is this competition, and they can beat the lead, and so the lead does not dissolve as much. So it's a bit better. But again, as your last speaker said, the best thing to do is to test your own lead supply, although I would do it by an accredited chemistry laboratory, which probably costs about 50 or 60 euro.
Right, okay. Well, there's options there between Colm and John's suggestions on it. Colm, can I ask you about Irish Water's response to this? Would you agree with John Soddo there that Irish Water have actually done a good job because they've been able to identify 200,000 homes that could have a lead problem?
Yeah, I mean, I know that, I mean, I suppose some local councillors, some county councillors have criticised them by, I suppose, not being definitive about it. But, I mean, look, I suppose at least they're doing something on it. You know, I suppose an argument could be made that they could have, like, right, whilst you're there, why don't you do something definitive to, is this household, does this household have it or not? No, I think they've enough on their plate installing meters at the moment. So, yeah, I would agree with John. I think, you know, at least they've acknowledged this, you know, and they've done something about it. I mean, the bigger problem we all know is that, you know, we have for decades and decades ignored our water supply and taken it for granted. And that's why we are where we are today, you know, that's the biggest problem, really. You know?
Right. John Soddo, can I ask you, given that many of these pipes were put in before, obviously, the 1970s, householders for many years have had water coming in that may be contaminated by lead. Is there really a rush needed to solve this problem?
In the midterm, for areas like Dublin and Kildare, then you certainly don't panic, but they should be replaced. Wait to see what happens regarding Irish Water's idea of putting in some phosphoric acid, which will slow the problem down. But the issue, as I saw it there, that you were talking about, is all to do with costs. And is it right that people have to pay in order to get rid of their lead? And it always goes back to the idea of our human right of being able to have clean air and clean water. And clean air is free. Well, it's not free. We buy smokeless coal at a premium. We use catalytic converters in cars to reduce nitrogen oxides. And we put particle filters in to take out particulate matter. So we do pay for clean air. And I see no reason why we shouldn't pay for clean water. And as well with that, of course, we need to deliver it. It's not all around us like air.
Yeah, well, it's just amazing that for all these years, the councils never solved the problem of lead in pipes and that now it's being solved. And to be clear just of what we're saying for listeners, because people will start to get letters in the post if Irish Water think that your supply is affected by lead. Irish Water have said they have the money to get rid of lead from the public system. They're going to prioritise homes where upgrades have been done. So basically, they'll take the lead from the public system for you and they won't do it for the private household. You need to have done those upgrades yourself. Colm Griffin, can I just ask you finally before I let you both go, and thank you once again for talking to us. When Irish Water was first being set up, we would have had you on the programme. You were giving us tips about conserving water, what people need to do. Has the whole water conservation argument gone now? Are people still thinking about conserving water? Are they still buying products to conserve water? Or is there a point?
To be quite honest with you, Shane, Minister Roach's decision back in November has decimated people's targets of conserving water. We still sell some water saving products, but I mean it would be a fraction of what we were selling this time 12 months ago. I think people have accepted now that they will pay 260 or 160 a year and get their 100 euro back, and by and large, people are not making an effort at all to conserve water, you know, which is...
goes against what the idea was.
Exactly, you know, unfortunately, you know.
All right.
I was just wondering there, Shane, about the lead pipes and the soft water in Kerry. I mean, given what happened in Crow Park 8 days ago at the 7 goals against Kildare, could there be an argument for lead in water, you know?
Maybe that's the reason. Maybe it was the soft water in Kerry that helped them have such a great success over Kildare. Who knows?
Yeah.
Listen, thank you both so much for your expertise and your chat on that. Colm Griffin of Purchase.ie and Professor John Soto, Professor of Physical Chemistry at University College Cork.